The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Welcome, everyone, to Happy Hour. It's good to see each of you. And I thought we'd start this evening right into the meditation and have some reflections after it. So finding a way of sitting or lying or standing that is supportive for your practice. Noticing what the body wants and needs right in this moment. And as we settle into meditation, allowing whatever is arriving in awareness right in this moment. There might be awareness of sensations in the body. And noticing as sensations arise, as they linger, as they go, they may arise and pass quickly, or it may take time for the sensations in the body to be known. Allowing what awareness is noticing, allowing what is happening at its own pace. And awareness of what happens as you send wishes of goodwill to yourself. These may be nonverbal, or if it's helpful, perhaps the kind of phrases that I'll offer. May this body be healthy. May this body be well. Allowing that time to be received. And noticing what happens. There may be other bodily sensations that arise, or they may remain as they were. There might be a feeling, tone, or emotions that arise. Allowing whatever is being received to be noticed, to be recognized in awareness. With this wish May this body be healthy and well. Whether things remain the same or they shift, either is fine. Whatever happens is fine. Just aware of what is going on. And sending wishes of safety for yourself. May I be safe. May I be free from inner harm and outer harm. Aware of anything that shifts or arises, aware of nothing changing, of things remaining that were there before. Whatever is most obvious in awareness. If thinking arises, simply being present for the arising and passing of thinking. No need to push it away. No need to hang on to it. Sending wishes of happiness to yourself. May I be happy. May I be contented. May I live with ease. In a very simple way, being with the body, with feelings, with emotions and thinking, when they're there, when they are absent, simply allowing the arising, lingering, passing nature of experience. And continuing to send yourself wishes of goodwill. Like the ones we've heard already, or different ones that are good for where you are right now. At your own pace, and noticing what comes through awareness What remains? What fades? What comes up? At whatever pace your system is operating this evening. If other people come into your awareness, feeling free to send them good wishes and noticing any shifts that occur or any stability, sameness about your experience as you send those wishes. Last Thursday, I was sharing an idea that I had heard early in the practice that every situation, every person, everything we encounter, we could see as a Buddha, as a teacher. And in particular, we talked a little bit about dukkha, about stress, dissatisfaction, and suffering, and how much we can learn from those. How they can be Buddhas to us. And tonight I thought I might invite appreciation for the fact that everything is in constantly changing, impermanent. Some ways we definitely see that and know that very clearly. And other ways we're a little bit blind to it. We get used to thinking, for example, that our family members are going to remain more or less the same throughout our lives, or that partners or friendships are going to be very much the same. And then we're surprised when things change drastically. I think people got a big kind of shock when the pandemic came along. Suddenly things were not working the way they had for a very long time before. And also in the ways that, political discourse in the country has changed. Some things that we might have thought would be given or that people agreed on turns out not to be the case. So, this, just as suffering is one of the conditions of human experience that tends to happen. Sometimes we think we can bypass it. Before we encounter this practice, we think if we just line up our lives just so and get everything just right, that we're going to be happy all the time. And maybe we believe unconsciously that if we can count on certain things, people to be a certain way, people that are close to us to be a certain way, or some situation to remain the way it is, that we'll be happy. So this is another way in which we set ourselves up unconsciously for stress and dissatisfaction and suffering. But once we're aware of the fact that everything is changing, slowly or quickly, it's all changing, it can start to free us from clinging or depending on the idea that anything is going to remain the same, or that someone is always going to be the same way, and helps us connect with what could be more lasting sources of happiness. We also can come to realize that pain and suffering themselves are temporary, they change. So, pleasant experience comes and goes, unpleasant experience comes and goes. And experiences that are neither pleasant nor unpleasant come and go. We may come to appreciate the fact that everything is changing as we see the plasticity of our own brains and minds. We can see that our minds can change away from the unwholesome, away from unhelpful habits, towards wholesome, helpful ways of being in the world. In this practice, we can see the shift over time away from ill will or negative attitudes, sometimes towards ourselves, sometimes towards difficult others in our lives. And as we see that shifting away, we can start to witness the growth of goodwill and compassion. This very practice of sending kind wishes and compassionate wishes to ourselves and others starts to shift this malleable mind. So, appreciation for inconstancy, for change, is a bit of a theme. And the invitation as we go into breakout groups is to discuss what you're noticing about change and inconstancy, maybe in your meditation, maybe this in this evening's meditation, or in your life in general. And so that's one theme. And the other is since that what we do usually is we have groups of three or four, sometimes two. As you go around the circle and each person shares one brief thing at a time, And then when you're listening to others, you're listening very carefully, not only to what they're saying, but you could also notice what's changing inside yourself as you hear others share. And the idea is for the greatest consideration of each other, not to offer advice or commentary on what other people are sharing, but to stick with sharing what's happening for you and noticing what's arising in you as you listen to others without commentary, just keeping that for your own internal understanding. So, I'm going to set up our breakout rooms here, and we have time usually to come back into the large group and share a little bit with one another. And when we do that, we keep what others say confidential. If you find yourself in a room by yourself, don't worry. I will find you and move you to another group. Sometimes people drop out. So here we go. Enjoy your time together. Ali, do you need me to send you back to your group? Maybe you don't have a stable internet connection.